Welcome to Las Vegas Money Resource with Travis Scribner, Managing Partner of Westpac Wealth Partners. Travis Scribner is a registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, 7 East Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004, and Westpac Wealth Partners, 1707 Village Center Circle, Suite 100, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risks and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any recommendations. And now your host, Travis Scribner.
And welcome to another edition of Las Vegas Money Resource. Your host, Travis Scribner, Managing Partner with Westpac Wealth Partners here in everyone's favorite city, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. I am joined in the studio today by Mr. Keith Perry, the owner and CEO. We had a discussion about this, the owner and CEO of Audio Advantage. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for being with us. Audio Advantage, I'm guessing there's some context clues in the titles, in the company's name of what it is that you do. But go ahead and provide some clarity around exactly what Audio Advantage does.
Well, what we do is we take care of commercial and residential systems. We do audio, video, security, surveillance, networking, pretty much anything low voltage. We can control your entire house by your phone. We can control your shades, your drapes, your pool, your thermostats, your AV, you name it, we can control it.
Everything from your phone.
Everything from your phone.
iPhone, Galaxy, Samsung,
doesn't matter.
You got it all.
Yep.
Okay. So one, that sounds really cool. I just moved into new office space and, you know, we had a little conversation off the air. You know, I might need some cameras in my office. Tammy, one of our lovely admins, made fun of me because she said there's nothing to take inside the office, but I'm gonna politely disagree. I think there's some stuff in there. An interesting field, you know, like how did you end up doing that or this?
Well, I started in the industry right out of high school, but ever since I was 12, I was installing car stereos. And when I started driving, that love for AV just increased even more. And when I graduated high school, I started my first job back in Omaha, Nebraska, delivering TVs. And one thing just led to another. Next thing you know, I'm owning my own AV business.
Famous last words, I'm delivering TVs and installing car stereos, and now I own an AV business in Vegas. So, mentioned your Nebraska mm-hmm. roots. Why and how Vegas, I guess?
Because I like warm weather.
It's not a bad, and no state income taxes is obviously, you know.
That's nice too.
It's very appealing. When did you get to Vegas?
Back in 2007.
Okay, so 10 years now. I mean, we almost consider that like borderline local at this point.
Yeah. Don't plan on leaving anytime soon. Love this city.
So that's actually interesting. So, you know, I think a lot of times people get very different perception of what Las Vegas is and what the Valley looks like, you know, from an outsider's perspective. I'm sure you kind of saw it one way and then realized it was very different.
Yeah, I used to come here for CES and SEMA. Never thought I was going to live in Las Vegas just because I'm not a big time gambler. But once I got off the strip, I saw all the parks. It was between Miami and Vegas to move to. And I had three little kids, they're just babies at the time, and I toured both areas, and I saw that Las Vegas was a much better place to raise kids.
Okay, I got to stay with you there for a little bit. So between Vegas and Miami, like, what was the selection criteria?
Well, I had two different job offers that I was coming to work for. Vegas actually paid less, but when I saw, you know, the surrounding areas, all the parks, the schools, I just felt like my kids would be safer in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Every time I'm in Miami, I can't get out of there fast enough. Plus, the humidity sucks. So I definitely get that. So Vegas 10 years ago, it sounded like there was a job offer here as opposed to you starting your own company here.
Yeah, I worked for about a year, and then one thing led to another. Started doing side jobs left and right and just started building my business from there.
You got to talk to me a little bit more about one thing leading to another. So I think it's very different going from that employee's mindset to being a business owner.
Yeah.
I think it's such a, you know, a quantum leap from a mental standpoint of, you know, being the employee, punching someone else's clock to, you know, taking that leap of faith of, you know, I'm going to start my own business.
I never liked working for people. Ever since I can remember, man, I think back when I was 8, I collected baseball cards. And I was.
Do you still have them?
I still have them.
I've still got mine in my mom's house, like just boxes of them.
My mom
there.
Shipped them all out to me about 3 years ago.
My mom is like, I think my mom, my room still looks the same. So I think my mom is like still holding hope, you know, that I'm going to come back one day and, you know. Well, I was my Jose Canseco baseball card collection.
I was a little different kid than most kids. Most kids stuck the baseball card in their bike tire. I was like, do not open them. They're going to be worth more money.
I'm the same way, but now they're worth nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I was running my own baseball stands, you know, at the card shows and stuff when I was 8, 9, 10, 11. I had a paper out in third grade all the way through ninth grade. So I've been working since third grade.
So you kind of always had that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, whether it was baseball cards or, you know.
And when I was working for people, I was always doing side work.
So you ultimately had in your mind that, you know, one day, I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I'm going to end up doing something.
I always wanted to. In high school, I did a business plan.
Whatever a high school kid does.
It was for a car stereo store for instead of home AV, what I'm doing now. But, you know, that actual business plan, I wasn't a kid that really cared for school that much. But in business classes, I was a straight A student. And my teacher at the time said my business plan was college grade. And he still uses it to this day as an example. And that's, you know, I've always wanted to own a business. I just never knew how I'd get there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was something always ingrained. And I think that there's something telling in there for, you know, all the parents out there that, you know, you applied your abilities to the things that you were interested in, right?
Yep.
So, you know, the other subjects were kind of throwaways for you, but you knew what it is that you wanted to do. You had that clarity of vision, that clarity of purpose of what it is that you ultimately wanted to do. It was just a matter of finding the path. But it sounds like you kind of always gravitated towards, you know, that AV world.
Yeah, I've always been interested in audio, video. I had my first radio in third grade. My grandma got it for me for Christmas. And ever since then, I was always trying to figure out how to make it louder.
Hey, well, that's something I've never had a problem with, is making anything louder, but by nature. So side jobs led to you starting your company now.
Yeah, well, actually, when we moved out here, my wife had an accident. She shattered her kneecap, and she was a nurse at the time, so she wasn't able to work. And I end up stopped working for a company, and I was staying home taking care of her because we had three little babies at the time. And so I was doing ads on Craigslist, you know, car stereo installs. And then one day, one of those guys asked me if I could hang their TV. I'm like, yeah, I used to do this for a shop in Nebraska I worked at. Did that, found out I enjoyed doing that a lot more than being underneath the dash of a car all day. And next thing you know, started advertising TV installs, became busy with that. Referrals came, started working on celebrities' homes like Nicolas Cage's house, Michael Goddard's house, working for the Wayne Newtons. So it just, referral just kept building up, and now here I am today.
No, that's awesome. I definitely want to hear some more of the growth of the company, because I think it sounds like a pretty cool story. We'll be back with Mr. Keith Perry, the owner of Audio Advantage, after these messages on Las Vegas Money Resource. Welcome back to Las Vegas Money Resource. Your host, Travis Scribner, managing partner with Westpac Wealth Partners. Find old episodes of the show at lasvegasmoneyresource.com or find us on iTunes. You know, as I was speaking to Mr. Keith Perry, the owner of Audio Advantage, he's very diverse. You can control your home from a Samsung, from an iPhone, whatever it may be. We're not. Podcasts only available on iTunes right now. We'll eventually be on Google Play, I promise. As I mentioned, I'm here with Mr. Keith Perry, the owner of Audio Advantage. As we went to commercial, we were talking about the growth of your company. It just really kind of struck me of, you know, how you did it. And I think, you know, it's just a cool story. I'm always interested in how business owners get their journey, right? Like, how did you get here? And you mentioned, you know, your wife was hurt at home. You had to stop working in order to take care of the kids, and then just started advertising on Craigslist.
Yep.
And so what year was that?
That was actually 2007. So that was shortly after we moved here. And then I went into a home AV company and started getting connections. And I kept the Craigslist ads going because I'm never happy. You know, I always want to keep working, keep building. What can I do next?
I'll continue with, you know, how the company grew. Where do you think that came from?
I don't know. My grandpa owned his own business. He owned a funeral home when I was growing up. And my Uncle Hugh, he owned a paper company also. And growing up, I always remember talking to them about, you know, how they became business owners. And I don't know where it came from. My mom and dad, they work for other people. I never had the interest of working a 9-to-5 job. I don't like sitting around. I always like to be on the go. I always like to be doing something. So I think it came from my uncle and my grandpa.
So it's interesting to see, right? In your bloodline, right, there were some people that were doing it who influenced you at such an early age, whether, you know, you realized it or not, or even if it was on a subconscious level. But it sounded like it was a very conscious level because you were having conversations with them around how they did it.
Yeah, I was 9, 10, 11 years old having conversations on how I can become a business owner.
Yeah, it's always interesting, you know, the progression of things like that. And I think, you know, going back, you know, we made a reference last segment about, you know, children. It's never too early, I think, to have those types of conversations because kids' interest will peak in whatever it may be. And it's never too, early to begin fostering that. And I think you're a clear example of how that happened. So fast forward, Craigslist ads are out there. Just naturally you start attracting business and then it's referral based from there.
Yeah. Never really advertised. It's always been, you know, referral. And then next thing you know, once I got to a certain level, I started finding, big companies like ADT, Vector Security, Tyco on the security side, where I signed up with them and I started doing work for them. So we have our own clients. We also do work for other, vendors like those. So there's always work coming in and I'm able to keep my guys busy and I'm always looking for new ways to grow.
And well, it sounds like you've done a great job of that, obviously from, you know, very humble beginnings of Craigslist ads to, you know, where you're at now. And, you know, you mentioned some of the celebrities' homes and, you know, the higher net worth or the larger projects that you've done. How long did it take before you kind of got into the space that you're in now?
A couple years.
So it was quick.
Yeah, it was quick. I think after about 2 years of living here, I had to hire employees.
So one of the things I love about Vegas is that, you know, I've heard some people love it and some people hate it, is that it's just a really small town.
Yes.
You know, I probably made the reference on this show no less than a dozen times that Las Vegas is essentially 2 degrees of separation, right? You can get to anybody in this town for the most part in two people, not, you know, the normal 6 degrees of other cities. And what I love about that is if you do good work and you have a good reputation, it's very easy for people to vet you out and to find out if you are who you say you are and you know, do you, you know, honor the things that you say that you're going to do. And if you do those things, you're able to establish yourself rather quickly because word does spread. And it sounds like that's exactly the trajectory for you.
What the compliments I always get from my vendors and customers are, their number one complaint in doing business with anybody in Las Vegas is they're hard to get a hold of. People don't answer their phones. People don't return emails. People don't return their text messages. I have my phone glued to my hand, and that's my number one priority, is to get back with you.
It's funny. So our firm has been built in a very comparable way as you've built your business as well. You know, I always laugh and say, you know, our competitive advantage shouldn't be that we treat people right or that we answer the phone. Everyone should be doing that. Like, we should have to be more creative in how we've grown our firm.
Yeah.
But we haven't. Just basic human decency. And doing what you're supposed to do has allowed us to grow as fast as we have. And it's,
yeah, I have one rule, and that rule is I'll do what I say I do.
Not rocket science for those out there listening. I think some people sometimes are so intimidated to potentially start a business and to go out there and do these things, but there's so much opportunity out there because so many of the people, irrespective of the space that they work in, just don't do a good job. Simply down to what you're saying of just doing what they say they're going to do when they're going to do it. You know, I mentioned our office move, and it's been a nightmare dealing with some of the
just people. Getting people to show up.
Yeah.
And show up on time.
Should not be a competitive advantage.
No.
Hey, it's good news for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worked for us. So what you're doing is rather technical. I was laughing as we walked into the station today. You saw the big stack of equipment and, you know, made a reference. I have no idea what any of that stuff does. It might as well be decorative in my eyes. What kind of training did you have to be able to do what it is that you do?
Well, a lot of stuff at a young age I kind of taught myself, but then, you know, I had a lot of hands-on experience working with other technicians growing up in my field, just watching other people. Now, you know, I've been to SEMA, CES dozens of times. They give great training there. There's online training. And some, when I used to work for shops, they would bring in teachers when the new product, you know, comes to our door, they would come in and train us on it. So, but most of it's just been watching what other people do and learning from what I see.
And so you've clearly done, you know, a great job in doing that. Your work speaks for itself, and you know, the types of clientele that you're working with speaks to that as well. And it sounds like it's just been a career of constant improvement and constant learning. You know, I think even going back to when you were 9 or 10 years old and having those conversations with your grandfather and your uncle, it was always that inquisitive mindset that's allowed you to get to where you are. We'll be back with Mr. Keith Perry, the owner of Audio Advantage, after these messages on Las Vegas Money Resource. Welcome back to Las Vegas Money Resource. Your host, Travis Scribner, managing partner with Westpac Wealth Partners. As we cut to commercial, an epic conversation breaks out about Cinnabon. Well, why wouldn't that happen on the show? I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Keith Perry, the owner of Audio Advantage. Keith, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Keith, holidays rapidly approaching.
Yes.
Rapidly approaching. That means there's lots of presents underneath Christmas trees. One of the things that, you know, you spoke about that Audio Advantage does, it's not just audio. There's a lot of other components to what you do.
Yes.
I don't statistically know this, but I would imagine that break-ins and crime spikes around this time of the year because there's more goodies to get.
Yeah. Crime is always increasing, sad to say, but you know, there's some basic things you can do to keep your home safe during the holidays. A lot of people go out of town, so you should have your next-door neighbor or a personal friend come check, make sure there's no packages on your front porch because, you know, obviously, lately, you've been seeing probably on Facebook cameras catching people stealing packages. That's a big problem. Also, you should probably keep your curtains shut. That way they can't peer in the window to see what's underneath the tree or, you know, what type of TVs you have hanging in your home. Another big thing people forget about is, you know, a lot of people have a spare key hidden in one of those little rocks or, you know, somewhere.
Under the doormat.
Yeah, under a doormat. If you're gone for a long period of time, you know, make sure you put that key inside the house.
Yeah.
Also, double check all your windows because, you know, a lot of break-ins happen because people don't lock their windows. A lot of thieves just walk around the house and check windows and, you know, you have one unlocked, well, they slide through and they can get in, you know, undetected.
Keith, I love what a good man you are because they're just like, you know, hey, what are some things people should do, you know, to keep their house safe? You know, business owner and me would have thought, first thing, hey, call me. We'll come and install some security cameras. We'll take care of that. But everything that you mentioned there was just, you know, things that take maybe a half a second of extra work, but can save you a lot of grief in the future, whether
yes.
It's talking to your neighbors and letting them know that you're out of town, making sure windows are locked, closing curtains, right? You don't need to call Keith to handle any of those things.
No, there's a lot of stuff you can do on your own. You know, obviously we can take your security to the next level with cameras in the house, with alarm systems. And even if you don't want that monthly bill from a monitoring company, you know, put in a basic noisemaker. So if someone breaks in, they don't know that you're being monitored. They have no idea if your alarm called the police or not.
Dang, that's a great idea. I love that one. Keith, giving out just free truth bombs all over the place. You mentioned, you know, you see a lot on Facebook or social media now. I guess Facebook would be social media. No one's using MySpace or Friendster anymore. So you see like the cameras that people have, at the, you know, their doorbells or different things like that. Pretty basic to install something like that, or?
Every house is different. You know, if you just want something basic, there's real basic systems out there like Ring, where, you know, it's a doorbell you can buy on online. It's all wireless, connects to your Wi-Fi. The downside to that stuff is it's not always reliable. You know, it's as reliable as your Wi-Fi, as reliable as that device. I prefer everything hardwired and to a central location, just because if something does happen, you have it recorded, you're not worrying about Wi-Fi. And those cheaper cameras that you see online too don't give you the best views at nighttime also. But on a budget, they're great to have, and they're a good deterrent.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing, but obviously everything's going to fit inside your budget depending on what it is that you can do. Large component of your business comprised in the security realm as well?
We do a lot of CCTV, yes.
What does that mean?
CCTV is your camera system, closed caption television.
Okay, so you've got that just installed in people's houses. They can watch that from their phones.
You can watch it from your phone, from your laptop, from a desktop. Some people choose not to stream it, and they just have it, you know, recording in case something happens. You know, they're able to give a thumb drive to the police and say, here's a copy.
Okay, so installing something like that, like A to Z, that's something you guys and your team come in and do. You mentioned you've got multiple employees here in town.
Yeah, we do free estimates. So if you just give me a call, I can come by your house or your place of business, and I can inspect what you have, give you different ideas, see what your needs are, what your concerns are, and then we can just build up something custom to what you need.
It seems to be something you're seeing more and more of.
Yes.
Is people having some, you know, form of security. That I was thinking about what you said earlier, even just speaking to your neighbors about the different things. We live in a day and age where people don't really even speak to their neighbors as much, which I think is just really, I grew up on an Air Force base, so doors were unlocked and, you know, you knew everyone around you. So it was a very different world in which we live now. But I think just extending the hand of your neighbor, this is me hopping on my soapbox. I tend to do like once every episode of just being a good person and being good to each other. Having, you know, the people that live next to you on your side, I would imagine, can definitely help from a security standpoint, as opposed to they've got a vested interest. They care about you. They know you. They're going to keep probably a better eye out as opposed to just keeping their head in the sand.
Yeah, and also get to know your UPS driver or FedEx driver and mailman. I mean, I talk to mine all the time. And if we go out of town, I say, hey, I'm going out of town. And, you know, they'll know not to throw stuff on my porch. Or they might put it in my backyard if I ask them to. But generally, I always have someone come by, check, make sure there's no packages. That way, nothing's laying around.
That's another great move, though. I think you mentioned, so what I personally do is I just have everything shipped to my office. Obviously, there's already somebody there. But I guess, obviously, everyone doesn't have the luxury of doing something like that. That's a great fix that you mentioned there, as simple as just like talking to your mail carrier, talking to your UPS guy, talking to your FedEx guy. Again, it's coming back to that same human element that we were just talking about. Like, you know, get outside of your bubble, you know, create some relationships with the people out there. We as human beings are very social creatures, and I think there's no reason for us to be so walled off from the people that we quasi interact with on a day-to-day basis. You know, like, we were actually kind of sad in our office when we moved offices and lost our old UPS guy. Shouts out to Jeremy if you're listening to the show. The guy was awesome, right? We had a relationship, and there's no reason that everyone out there listening shouldn't be able to do the same type of things that you've done. Because I think it's great what you mentioned, that if they know you're gone, they'll put it in the backyard.
Yep.
So like, it's just the little things like that that you can do, I think, to make the world a better place, and obviously keep your packages safe until Amazon starts having those drones that can just bring it right to
you. Yeah, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to secure your house. You know, obviously, if you want to, give me a call and I'll help you out.
There we go. Perfectly said. We'll be back with Mr. Keith Berry, the owner of Audio Advantage, after these messages on Las Vegas Money Resource. Welcome back to Las Vegas Money Resource. Your host, Travis Scribner, managing partner with Westpac Wealth Partners. Want to learn more about Westpac? You can feel free to call the office, 702-978-6910. You can ask for Tammy. She'll probably point you in the right direction. She also will accept any Cinnabon gift certificates you may want to send for the holiday season. I am joined by Mr. Keith Perry, the owner of Audio Advantage. Keith, you mentioned earlier, so humble beginnings, man, like starting with Craigslist ads to building just a really successful company. Which is just really cool to see. I'm a firm believer that small businesses are the absolute backbone of this country. It's what makes, I'm going to sound like Donald Trump here. It's what makes America great again. Small businesses, like that's what drives the economy. And it's funny, I get so many questions in my line of work about like the stock market and all these different things. And I often explain all the stock market is. It's not this big, scary, mystical place. It's just a collection of a bunch of businesses. That's all it is. And businesses that have become more and more successful over time, much like yours. So you look at starting out, you know, like I mentioned, just really humble beginnings of like, you know, let me come in and install some stuff with a Craigslist ad to where you're at now. You mentioned you've got a team of employees that you keep busy. Talk to me about the team that you've got, how they came to be, how you built that.
Well, my lead technician, his name's Mike. He's a great guy. I've actually known him since 98 or 99, I think. And he's from Nebraska also. He actually taught me how to install car alarms and remote starts at the 12-volt shop I used to work at. And then I kind of taught him how to do home AV stuff. And we got busy as time went by, and I needed some extra help. And it's hard to find good, reliable people that you can trust. And so I gave him a call, and next thing you know, he's driving out from
Fremont. Oh, so he was in Nebraska still, and you called him like, Mike, dude.
Yeah.
Business is booming.
Yeah.
Load up the Chevy. Let's roll.
Yeah. He was living in Nebraska, and he moved his entire life out here to Las Vegas. Now he's been here for 3 or 4 years, something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets. I mean, you went back to your roots to find some help.
Yep.
And so Mike acclimated to the city.
Loving
Las Vegas as well.
Customers love him. Mike loves the city. Yeah, he's doing good here.
Good. That's a tip of the cap for you to helping the city grow with another good person. So I always appreciate that. I'm like the president of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. You mentioned some other people that you've got on your team. How'd you grow from there?
Well, it's just I have another guy on my team. His name's Keith also, just like me.
Easy to remember.
He was actually helping me remodel my house. And I had an employee that moved and went on with his life, and I was shorthanded, so I said, hey, can you come help me install some cameras? And next thing you know, he's helping me, and that was, again, I think around 4 years ago.
Like, hey, dude, while you're here, you want a job.
Yeah.
And that was kind of that.
Yeah, and he's been a great guy, too.
So you've got a great core group. Of people, it's funny, you kind of see, obviously those at home can't see this, you kind of light up when you talk about the guys that you've got.
Yeah, I'm a different type of boss, I guess. You know, a lot of business owners, which you should be concerned always about the bottom dollar, but I'm concerned about the length of my business, and you can't have a good business that lasts a long time if you don't have good people that work for you. Instead of having, you know, hiring and firing left and right, you know, when you have your ups and your downs with your business, I like to try to keep a small core group that I know are good guys, and that I can keep them busy even during our slow times, because I know they have my back. So they have my back, I have their backs.
It's funny just hearing you speak about that, because the parallels to my office are just so incredibly similar. It's funny, obviously our businesses couldn't be more different. And what we both do, yet how we run them is exactly the same. I think, you know, they're like, irrespective of the business that you're in, the core principles behind making it successful are all the same.
Yep. Right?
Finding good people, treating them like people,
yes.
Right? And that knowing that if you take care of them, that they in turn will take care of you. And I think it's just that we've lost that, and you know, you see so many people just miserable in the jobs that they have because of, you know, whether it's a bad boss, a bad company, whatever it may be. But it's really not that difficult to do things the right way.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at if it's not for the people that are with me.
Yeah, I say that, you know, ad nauseum. You know, Shouts out to Brennan and Patrick and Jason and Mike, you know, the guys who have been with me from the very beginning. And then, you know, everyone else who's kind of come along with us and believed in us and has helped us grow. If someone wants to learn more about Audio Advantage, because you guys do a lot of stuff, man. I mean, we barely kind of scratched the surface from an audio standpoint, from a security standpoint. If they want to learn more about you guys, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
You can check out my website. It's www.audioadvantagelv.com or give me a call directly. My business number is 702-530-6229. But probably even better is call me on my cell phone, which is 402-719-7429. And I'd love to just come out and chat with you, see what you have, you know, take a look and just give suggestions. It's there's no need to call me and expect that you have to purchase something or sign any contracts. You know, I just want to help.
So audioadvantagelv.com. I thought I was about to be really impressed if you actually secured audioadvantage.com. Like, as you were saying, I was like, man, that guy got in early on the web. Audioadvantagelv.com web. Best way, though, telephone 702-530-6229 for business.
Yes, 6229 for the business.
Or 402-719-7429.
I couldn't read my own handwriting.
7429. Yep. That's direct. That's the hotline.
That's my cell phone. I'm around this entire town all day long, so it's easier to get a hold of me on my cell phone. Unfortunately, it's still a Nebraska area code.
I wasn't going to give you any grief there. I was like, nah, I'm going to give them a free
pass.
But
when so many people have my cell phone number, it's hard to change it.
Okay, I'm going to give you a free pass. I normally would have dug in there and been like, hey, as we leave here, we're going to the AT&T store. We're going to get you set up with a 702 number. I'll take care of that for you. You'll be good to go. Keith, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening to Las Vegas Money Resource. Again, find all the old episodes on LasVegasMoneyResource.com, Apple iTunes on podcast, on the web, on Facebook at Las Vegas Money Resource. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, has a great Christmas coming up, or whatever holiday you may celebrate this week and every week. As always, be good to one another, and we'll see you soon.